How to spend new money will be a chief issue of this session of lawmakers, but how to get the most out of what's already in hand will be another one. The state lottery is one example. There's been a move afoot, which the governor has endorsed, to have the independent lottery share more of the revenue it takes in from ticket sales with education. That, after all, is the stated purpose for having the lottery in the first place. But over the past few months, we've learned that the New Mexico Lottery's overhead expenses are higher than those of many states the same size or smaller than New Mexico. One of the reasons is the charges passed along by the private contracting company that actually conducts lottery sales. The nonprofit advocacy group Think New Mexico blew the whistle on that contractor's high cost, and they convinced the governor to sponsor a bill aimed at increasing the lottery's contributions to education. Fred Nathan is executive director of Think New Mexico and joins us. Fred Nathan, you found out that the lottery had hired a lobbyist, presumably with the job of deep-sixing the bill you and the governor would like to see approved. What happened?
Well, as you know, we came out with a report in September that suggested that the lottery should be spending at least 30% of their revenues on the scholarship program, which again is projected to be $18 million in deficit. And currently, they're only getting about 24 cents on the dollar to scholarships, and we think they can do a lot better. Your listeners may not be aware of this, but when they buy a lottery ticket, they may not know where that money goes. About 56 cents goes back to players and prizes. About 20 cents goes for operating and administrative costs. Last year, that was about $33 million. And what's left over, about 24 cents, actually gets to the scholarship program. That's less than $1 and $4. And we did some comparisons with other lotteries, and we believe that New Mexico can do a lot better. In fact, 11 states mandate that a certain percentage off the top go to whoever their beneficiaries are in their states, and those states spend get between 30 and 35% to their beneficiaries. And you know, this includes some small states, New Hampshire, North Dakota, West Virginia, and the District of Columbia are all small states that are getting more than 30% to their beneficiaries. So we believe the New Mexico lottery can do the same thing. And so the lottery apparently disagrees because they hired a lobbyist to oppose our bill that would get 30% to the beneficiaries and also would, for the first time, add some people to the board who would be advocates for the students. Right now there's 7 board members, and by statute there has to be an accountant and a lawyer and a law enforcement person, but there's no one to advocate for the students. And so that's another thing that we're changing. Another thing that we want to change in the law is that they don't have to abide by the procurement code. And in our bill, we make sure that they do have to abide by the procurement code. And then a final thing is that they've got a 2% reserve fund that they can spend any way they choose, and they don't really have to account for it. And we think that that's a prescription for shenanigans, and so we're eliminating that language from statute as well. And the governor, to his credit, has endorsed this plan, and I think he was disappointed to read in the newspaper about that contract, and he was the one that ordered that they end that contract, which would have paid $32,000 to Ed Marr, who's a lobbyist here in Santa Fe.
So you're confident that Ed Marr was hired to torpedo your bill?
Well, we believe that the lottery says he was just going to monitor things, but the lottery doesn't have any other legislation during the session, so we think that could have been his only purpose.
Why would the lottery be interested in not providing more funds? The only turf to protect would be the contractor's turf, the online sales agent. Is there anything else going on there?
Well, when all of the lottery's revenue for their own administration, for their own salaries and benefits, comes from the revenues. They don't go to the legislature to be funded. They take the money out of the revenues that come in. So every dollar that gets spent on scholarships is a dollar less than they can spend for their own salaries, for their own administrative costs.
No, they're not making lavish salaries, are they?
Well, some people, it depends how you look at it. I think we've looked at their benefit package, and it seems fairly generous. Many of the top employees at the lottery get 2 months of paid leave. And we think, you know, the lottery was created to be run like a business, but I don't think very many businesses do that with their top executives.
At least not in this country. It may be true in France.
Yeah, exactly, but not here.
Fred Nathan, Think New Mexico. Many thanks.